Hello, it's the 27th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Local travel technology company Hybrid Air Vehicles unveiled its latest passenger airship. The Airlander 10 holds 75 passengers and features stunning floor-to-ceiling windows, guaranteed breathtaking views on your journey. Every passenger is promised a comfortable stand-alone seat, Commercial Business Development Director George Land said. For many decades, flying from A to B has meant sitting in a metal tube with tiny windows, a necessity but not always a pleasure. The company plans to offer the Airlander 10 in various configurations, including up to 100 seats. By 2025, there will be a mixed hybrid electric model, and by 2030, a fully electric model perfectly situated for inner city routes like Belfast to Liverpool. At about 10 p.m. last night, Beds Fire and Rescue attended Stewartbury Brickworks to deal with a large fire, urging residents to keep windows shut. The fire was brought under control an hour later, but crews remain on site to dampen down. The cause has not yet been identified. Police are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage after an armed robbery near a busy road at rush hour. At around 5:30 p.m. on Monday the 24th, a man was travelling in an alley between Victoria Road and Edward Road when two men flagged him down. One of the attackers threatened the man with a knife he pulled out of his bag and demanded the victim's electric scooter. The offenders left towards the direction of Victoria Road. Check the show notes for descriptions and details of how to submit any evidence. Homeless support charity Emmaus Village in Carlton is asking for help during National Volunteers Week. Between the 1st and the 7th of June, the charity would like people to donate any unwanted plants and seeds for them to grow and sell. Check the show notes for how to help out. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.